Hi, what can I get you? I've got drink for the thirsty and food for the hungry. If you're looking for a drink, I've got a pretty wide variety for you to choose from. We have milk, ale, wine, Alto wine, Blackbriar mead, Honeybrew mead, or your regular old Nord mead. We even have some of that exotic Argonian blood wine. Have you ever tried Argonian blood wine? It's quite an experience. Everyone should have it at least once. They're not in large quantities. I wouldn't recommend that. So, does any of that sound appealing to you? Good choice. Alright. Now, if you're hungry, we have just as much food. Baked potatoes, bread, half loaves or whole loaves, cabbage, cooked beef, cheese wedges, cheese wheels, green apples, red apples, grilled chicken breast, leeks or grilled leeks, raw beef, salmon steak, tomatoes or venison. Or if you're looking for something to satisfy a bit of a sweet tooth, we have sweet rolls, apple pies, cream treats or honey nut treats. So how does any of that sound? Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. No problem. So where are you from? Oh yeah? Pretty far from home, aren't you? Well, I guess the war has been dragging a lot of people around lately. And before you say anything, I'm not asking you who you are fighting for. So you better not tell me, or anyone else for that matter. I like to avoid all the trouble I can. This is an inn, it's not a courtroom, and it's certainly not a battlefield. You got that? Plus, blood leaves nasty dark stains on my floors, and I really don't appreciate that. You know, if you're going to be in town for a while, there are a few odd jobs if you need. Nothing difficult and nothing that pays heavily, but work that pays. Rona was saying she needed someone to fetch firewood, do a bit of odd bits around her home, now that her sons are gone. Oh, and the merchants in the square are often looking for people to lend a hand. Just a bit of friendly advice. How's the food? I'm glad to hear it. If you need anything else, let me know. Finished? We have rooms available if you need a place to stay. And if you can pay, of course. Very well. If you'd like to follow me, I'll show you to your bed. You'll be sleeping on the second floor to the left. Meaning, there will be a window in your room. I know it's raining, but it's the only available room we have at the moment. Hopefully it won't keep you awake for too long. It's a small room, but big enough. A bed, chair, table, and a dresser for your things. There's also some books on that side table if you're interested. And let's see. The Beggar Prince. This was one of my favorites as a young girl. Have you ever read it? No? Seriously? But it's such a great story about... You know what? I'm just gonna read it to you. So lay down and get comfortable. And I'll sit at this table here. The Beggar Prince. The story of Weedle and his gift from the Daedric Lord Namira. We look down upon the beggars of the Empire. These lost souls are the poor and wretched of the land. Every city has its beggars. Most are so poor They only have the clothes on their backs. They eat the scraps the rest of us throw out. We toss them a coin so that we don't have to think too long about their plight. Imagine my surprise when I heard the tale of the beggar prince. I could not imagine what a prince of beggars would be. Here's the tale I heard. It takes place in the first age when the gods walked like men in the danger of stalking the wilderness with their impurity. It is a time before they were all confined to oblivion. There once was a man named Weedle, or maybe it was a woman. The story goes to great lengths to avoid declaring Weedle's gender. Weedle was the 13th child of a king of Valenwood. As such, Weedle was in no position to take the throne or even inherit much property or wealth. Weedle had left the palace to find independent fortune and glory. After many days of endless forests and roads and tiny villages, Weedle came upon three men surrounding a beggar. The beggar was swaddled in rags from head to toe. No portion of the vagabond's body was visible. The men were intent on slaying the beggar. With a cry of rage and indignation, Weedle charged the men with a sword drawn. Being simple townsfolk, armed with only pitchforks and scythes, they immediately fled the armored figure with the shining sword. "Many thanks for saving me," wheezed the beggar from beneath the heap of foul rags. Weedle could barely stand the stench. "What is your name, wretch?" Weedle asked. "I am Namira." Now, unlike the townsfolk, Weedle was well-learned. The name meant nothing to them, but to Weedle, it was an opportunity. "You are the Daedric Lord," Weedle exclaimed. "Why did you allow those men to harass you? Could have slain them all with a whisper." "I am pleased you recognize me," Namira gasped. "I am frequently revealed by townsfolk. It pleases me to be recognized for my attribute, if not for my name." Weedle knew that Namira was a Daedric Lord, of all things gross and repulsive. Diseases such as leprosy and gangrene were her domain. Where others might have seen danger, Weedle saw opportunity. "Oh, great Namira, let me apprentice myself to you. I ask only that you grant me powers to make my fortune and forge a name for myself that will live through the ages." "Nay, I make my way alone in the world. I have no need for an apprentice." Namira shambled off down the road. Weedle would not be put off. With a bound, Weedle was at Namira's heel, pressing the case for an apprenticeship. For 33 days and nights, Weedle kept up the debate. Namira said nothing, but Weedle's voice was ceaseless. Finally, on the 33rd day, Weedle was too hoarse to talk. Namira looked back on the suddenly silent figure. Weedle knelt in the mud at her feet, opening his hands raised in supplication. "It would seem you have completed your apprenticeship for me after all," Namira declared. "I shall grant you your request." Weedle was overjoyed. "Grant you the power of disease. You may choose to be afflicted with any disease you choose, changing them at will, so long as it has visible symptoms. However, you must always bear at least one." "I grant you the power of pity. You may evoke pity in anyone that sees you. If finally, I grant you the power of disregard. You may cause others to disregard your presence. Vito was aghast. These were not boons from which a fortune could be made. They were curses, each awful in its own right. But together they were unthinkable. How am I to make my fortune and fortune name for myself with these terrible gifts? As you begged at my feet for 33 days and 33 nights, so shall you now beg for your fortune in the cities of men. Your name will become legendary among beggars of Tamriel. The story of Weedle, the Prince of Beggars, shall be handed down throughout the generations. It was as Namira predicted. Weedle was an irresistible beggar. None could see the wretch without desperately wanting to toss a coin at the huddled form. However, Weedle also discovered that the power of disregard gave great access to the secrets of the realm. People unknowingly said important things where Weedle could hear them. Weedle grew to know the comings and goings of every citizen in the city. To this day, it is said that if you really want to know something, go ask the beggars. They have eyes and ears throughout the city. They know all the little secrets of the daily lives of its citizens. Thank you.